American, like America politics.
Yeah.
The United States of America politics is a joke.
Yeah, we're getting laughed at by other countries.
That's just terrible.
Like, but
once you like make sure nothing's on that island, you'd have to clear off the island. And once you're good, I'm saying probably though, sail like off the coast of Florida. There's a bunch of islands. Like if everyone could just like appreciate that, man, everyone's just different in such a cool, unique way. Everyone's mind works different. That means you can never have like the same conversation with like two different people. Everything's always just gonna be different. Like that's sick. What is going on, guys? And welcome to the Floating Island Podcast. As always, I hope you're having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. Sup, Jared?
Oh, man. Happy to be back.
Yeah, welcome back, dude. I mean, after that first episode, I just felt like we'd go down so many more rabbit holes.
Oh, it was close. We had to stop. A couple of times it lasted. It would have been 2 hours, 3 hours.
Yeah. And, like, I'm always down to go, like, that long, but it almost feels like people, like, I don't know, it's hard. I'm trying to engage the crowd, like, attention span, and I feel like when I go 2 hours, you can feel my brain tinker out.
Yeah.
So I want, like, a good hour. Like, we can get a good hour right now.
Yep.
And then eventually, I'm going to get that flow down. Then we'll build it 2 hours again.
And get
I think I was getting ahead of myself because I get high like I am right now. Camera just...
Yeah.
Like I am right now.
Yeah.
Because we smoke and we have a good time. There we go. I don't know why I wasn't doing this in the first place. Perfect. Bringing that over there real quick. There we go. There we go. There we go. Already technical issues. That's what happens when you smoke a blunt before a podcast.
It's to be expected.
Because, yeah, you know, trying new things, you know, I'm like, some I'm going to do sober. Sometimes I just want to smoke and have a good time, talk.
Yep.
Like, Caleb's going to be coming on in, like, 15 minutes.
Yep.
Man, just wanted to eat real quick. And I wanted his lips smacking all over the mic, you know.
Big boy's
like,
eat.
No one wants to hear that, bro. Just, just come on after you're done eating. So, all right.
Yeah, it's a good call. Good call.
Ish. Some ASMR, bro.
Right? You just hear it in the back, but.
Damn. So, dude, what do you want to talk about, like, off the bat, bro?
Oh, if we can get into it.
Oh, do it.
Shit. Why don't we start with this whole, not say conspiracy, but this whole thing regarding Trump. And allegations and everything against him. And do you think it will hold and prohibit him from?
No, I don't think
this whole
it's not stopping him from running.
But it's can a president be a president if he's indicted on any charges?
No, wait. I don't know that. I know like it's like there's nothing that says a president can't run the country from prison.
It's true.
Like that so he could be the president and he could totally be serving time in the jail, but he's the president.
Secret Service in jail.
Dude, I wonder if they would make like a really nice.
Oh my gosh, bro! He'd be like,
it's like a White House prison.
It would be
like a room in the White House,
bro. Escobar. It would be like Pablo Escobar's.
Couldn't he just put him in house arrest and he's like, you just can't leave the White House? But what happens if he has to travel to talk to another country?
He probably wouldn't. It's gonna be phone call.
It would just phone call or send the vice president.
FaceTime. Oh yeah, send the vice. But he's not that guy.
He's like FaceTime.
Yeah, FaceTime. He wants to see him face to face.
Could I do a good Trump? I'm trying to.
Trump's so hard. Trump's voice. It's in the hand movements. That's half of it. And you just got to insult.
You know, I don't know. I feel like that was like Godfather.
You know, Zach is gay. He's a terrible man. Great podcaster, love him.
Jared does not know what he's talking about.
He does not.
He does not.
He's a
you know what,
boy.
Jared? You're fired.
You're fired. He's a little boy.
He's just a little boy.
You're a bad man.
With a way too big ego.
Too big.
Let me tell you.
You gotta go
let
like.
Let me tell you right now.
You gotta do like the hand movements. It's like, oh my gosh. Bro. People
I
have
will
to code one.
Destroy you. I can't do it.
People practice, though. Like, there's some people that get it. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know how I feel about
there's a couple.
Politics. Hey,
politics
Trump,
is a hard conversation.
I don't know what I think about you anymore, but, like, I have no ill will for you.
Not at all.
Wishing you all the best.
100%.
Just like everyone in the world, people are like, oh my gosh, no. Hey, everyone, you can just do your thing. I'm 100%. Doing my thing.
I'm living freely.
If he wins, though, that'd be crazy.
It's just comedic to look at. Like, I don't know. I'm looking outside in. This is what I'm just like looking at. I'm looking at the whole shebang.
I mean, because you could look at Biden, bro, sleepy Biden, him getting ice cream. Everyone's making fun of him. They're all like, that's the one.
It's comedy. Let's just watch it back and forth.
Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
Isn't that awful? You got to think about America politics.
Yeah.
The United States of America politics is a joke.
Yeah, we're getting laughed at by other countries.
That's just terrible. I mean, I don't know how you fix it. I'm not that big into politics. Like, I watch, world events. I watch, things that are going on, in the news.
Yeah.
But, local stuff, and everyone's like, it starts all that. You should be paying attention.
I know. I'm not the type of man, well, I just look outside in.
I don't agree with, any of it, really.
Right.
It always seems like, I was like, this is dumb. Yeah. And, you have to really look into, someone's, ideology.
Yeah.
I guess I'm going to vote for this person.
Right. I've never gone to those lengths,
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm right there with you.
I don't know, dude. I just don't want to deal with it. It don't make me feel good.
No.
I'm just
Well, that's the definition of politics.
There are good politics out there, man. I believe there are politicians. We're saying good politics out there. Politicians.
Yeah, good politicians.
Not that there are good politicians.
There's good politics out there. I know what you meant, but it's always a tough one.
Dude, yeah, I don't know, man. That's why I just don't deal with it. We just talked about it for
probably
4 minutes.
Yeah, Jesus, see, with rabbit hole, a little quick one.
Dude, there's so many rules. There's so many things you can literally question everything. Is there something like without 100% that we know? I mean, I'm guessing human. I'm 100% see, but I'm not, bro.
How to create?
See, I can be like, I'm not sure if you're 100% human. Because what if you were an alien, bro?
You would never know.
Yeah, I can't know.
I wouldn't tell you
either. Unless you cut someone open, but then you become a murderer.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't go that way.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't tell you either. I'll just hold that.
Exactly, but technically, is there anything that we're 100% certain about?
Hey, 95 now.
This is wood, but is this actually wood or is this that synthetic wood?
That's plastic. Or no, that's a painting. Or no, well, I mean, what am I saying?
There's a table.
It's wood. It's like it's.
Is it like a synthetic wood? See, exactly. Right, but then there. They're like, oh, now this is real wood. But yeah, never
the cover
sure.
on it makes it look real. Okay, I get you.
There is nothing we're certain about. Just putting that out there.
That is true. I mean, there are certain
nothing.
Things.
Huh?
But I said there are certain things.
Like what?
Just like laws of physics, all that shit. But
yeah, but didn't man make that up? What if he just got it wrong?
It's like mathematically, like it all equates or some shit like that.
He made up math. What if we got it wrong in the beginning, and we've been doing it wrong forever?
I can't argue. I mean, I gotta.
I don't know. It could be a dumb argument here, but
it could be. I don't know.
Or I'm just hey.
I feel like if we erased everything. And restarted all over again, that would always be the same laws of physics. That would return and be the same thing, versus everything else in terms of history would always be rewritten.
You really think that they would come up with the laws of physics the exact same way each time?
Like gravity and equation based,
I don't think understand. I feel like that's one off. It would need who came up with that again?
I think was it
Newton? No. Newton's laws of physics?
Edward Darwin? Or no, who did that yet?
I'm going to look that up. We'll fact check.
Fact check.
Who came up with physics? Or who was the founder of physics? Galileo Galilei?
What? Really?
Okay, I'll spell it out for people.
It's probably
Galileo, and then Galilei.
I thought it was gonna be someone
Oh, dude, you know what I could do? I could put it in Google Translate. Oh, I hate. I don't have my mouse connected because I need to use the USB port for the mics. I freaking screw it. I don't care. I hate using the little freaking touchpad.
Yeah, it's probably tough.
I suck at it, man. I need to get another extension thing. I'm gonna go do that tomorrow.
Yeah, they're because those are C chargers and stuff now.
Mm.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude, that's what I like about this new iPhone, bro. Is the C charger? Is the C type, bro?
Is it? Oh, yeah. Works perfect. Shit.
And bro, yeah, it's lit. I don't know. I don't know why the iPhone 15 was getting so much hate. I mean, I'm not gonna.
It's the same as the 14, but
I'm not gonna try the bend test or nothing. But
what's the bend test? So when the bend.
Yeah.
Oh.
The bend.
Oh gosh, yeah. Don't do that. Like it's glass on front and back now, or still it's bend. No.
Check my hair.
Shit. Making sure it's flat.
Nah, yeah, dude. My hair, dude, get wild.
Staticky and shit.
Dude, it'll get wild throughout the day. I'll have to go comb it again.
Imagine fucking wind tunnels like you avoid. What about landing on
this podcast? I believe in being raw.
Yeah.
So no beauty standards on only raw podcast.
Only raw.
Only raw shit, you know?
Yes, sir.
Dang it. See, man, I still haven't gotten down that swearing thing, bro.
It's gonna happen, bro.
Eventually.
I'm already sunk in my seat and shit. Oh,
yeah, just kicking it, bro.
Yeah.
Chilling, talking, conversing.
Up. Yeah. Bro. Definitely sip this water.
Bro. Let's talk about H2O, guys. Drink more water throughout the day. Hydrate or dehydrate.
Was it at least a liter? No, probably. They try to say a gallon. I think a gallon, but most people.
I feel like there's.
I don't think you don't need a gallon.
Bad amount of water. You should just be drinking water throughout the day.
There's a mark you should hit. Like if you don't drink water, I think it's 3 days you don't make it without water.
You
2 weeks without food.
Yeah, but because isn't that crazy? I feel like people have fasted for 60 days.
Yeah, but they drank water.
They did drink water. Yeah, you can't not drink
water. Yeah, water you'll go quick.
You'll die real quick.
Oh, yeah. Because your body's
You know what's crazy? My papa doesn't drink water.
What is he, soda?
Just soda. Yeah, man, there is water in the soda, I guess.
Man's
little.
Made of steel.
But dude, he doesn't drink anything but Pepsi. And he's 92. Or he's 93 now.
Yeah. Better not stop. Just keep going.
I have a podcast episode with him. It's episode 6, bro.
No way.
Yeah, he was 91.
That is tight.
He was 90 at the time. It was 90 or 91.
He hopped on the pod.
And yeah, I just asked him about life back then.
Just kept it real with him. It's tight. It's so cool. Chatted up with 91. He was born what time is that?
He was at the Hurenberg.
Jeez.
That was after. It's where they held all the war trials for the Nazis. He went there right after those trials were held, and he was that's where he was stationed. But you got to think about it. Imagine right after World War II being a Jew going to what was Nazi Germany literally little less than a year ago. Excuse me, I've just burped through that.
No, that's just when I was even over in Germany, because I'm Jewish as well. I'm a fourth generational Jew.
My mom's out of
from Poland, Russia. Yeah. See your mother. Yeah, my grandpa was the Bronx.
Cool.
Yeah. When I went over there, it's totally a whole different generation of Germans. They don't, obviously it's illegal and all that stuff, but they don't even know what it was back then, how their actually country was. It's a whole different type of set of group of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because they're tired of hearing about it, but we always give them shit. When me and my brother are over there, we always fuck with them.
Damn.
It's just back and forth, but.
Oh, yeah, but it's all out of love.
It's all out of love.
It's all love. I mean, you can't hold the people that, are definitely, you know, coming up in Germany responsible for what, happened way back then.
None of them care anymore. But that's crazy.
But the world's dark humor, man. People like to, use it, though.
The things that Grandpa always is saying.
Terrible. Oh, I guess it's not. No, never mind. It was bad. I know some really dark jokes.
Yeah, shit, bro. Shit you probably have to cut out. It's so funny. Yeah, my friend.
I wouldn't cut out. This is raw.
It's raw with it.
Raw with
I'm a comedian when it comes to it. Because,
in the podcast.
You got to go back and forth, as in, it's with your homies. If you can't take it,
terrible jokes, man.
I laugh if they're
like
good
jokes ones. That will make you cringe or like, ooh, that was terrible. Maybe I'll tell it off the air. They're bad.
Yeah, warm up.
They're bad. I know some really like heartfelt good ones, I guess.
Probably. I know some like funny, hilarious, terrible.
Like those elementary school jokes were lit. Like there was okay, I'll tell you a joke, bro.
Really?
All right. There's a chef, a businessman, and a general, and they're all on an airplane, right? Mm-hmm. And the airplane had no food, and they're really, really hungry. So I started digging into their pockets, you know, find something, like a snack or something. And the chef pulls out an apple, and he bites into it. And you're like, oh, it's raw. Or not raw. The apples are raw. What's the word?
Fucking,
It's rotten.
Rotten.
Yeah.
But go for it.
Tell it a joke and I can't think of it.
Hey, you got it. Pull it off.
Oh, it's rotten. And he throws it off the plane, bro.
Okay.
He like throws it out the plane.
Okay.
And the businessman reaches in pocket. All he can find is a quarter. And bites it. Ah, it tastes like metal.
Yeah.
And throws it out the plane. And the general pulls out a hand grenade. Bites it. It's too crunchy. Throws it out the plane. So they land and then they're all walking down the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they see this little kid and he's crying. They're like, hey, why are you crying? He's like, an apple fell out of the sky and hit me on the head. And they're like, oh, that's kind of weird. And they continue walking down. And then they see another little kid, and he's crying. And they're like, hey, why are you crying? And he's like, a quarter fell out of the sky and popped my balloon. I'm like, oh, that's weird. And they kept walking down the street. And then they see this little girl, and she's laughing, like hysterically. And they're like, yo, little girl, like, what's so funny? She's like, my dad farted, and the house blew up.
It's stupid as fuck. The punchline on that, you're killing me. God damn it.
But it's just like, those elementary jokes were the best.
Bro, the coldest. I'm surprised you remembered it bar for bar.
Dude, it's like, dude, and I was like the one Chinese man. But now, like, I feel like people, like, would think it's, like, racist. But it was, like, they had me tell it in my elementary school. They had a day. Sometimes they would walk around with, like, this mic and talk to the students, you know, as we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, if, like, one of us had a good joke, they'd, like, hold the mic and they would tell it. They had me tell it in front of everyone. So, like, times were different because I feel like if a kid told this joke now, they'd be like, oh, my gosh.
So,
insensitive.
Yeah. It's now. You'll probably get expelled.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's run it. Keep it.
I heard something. Feel like. Caleb, you're just in time. I'm about to tell the one Chinese man.
Crack up a joke.
You remember that one? Oh, we got to get Atlas up in here, too.
Let's go, Atlas.
I was like, I heard something coming up. Caleb, you remember that joke, though? Hey, come over here. Keep going. Hey.
Jeez, where he is. Yeah, you might have to say the beginning. I might remember it.
But... The one Chinese man? Okay. So I said, first off, a little background is now you're joining. And remember, pull mic in as you guys talk anytime? Heck yeah.
Yes, sir.
You think you're there. You think they can hear you, but you can't. Until we upgrade this podcast with headphones, which that's coming up soon, guys. Get ready. Excited.
Is that what changes it?
It changed because you think you're being picked up loud, but you're not.
Okay.
So, yeah. Little mic edit, guys, if you want to know.
Understood.
There you go. See, perfect, bro. Yes. We're podcasting. But I said, like, back, you know, remember Deer Ridge?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes they would walk around with the mic during lunch and, like, kids, like, tell jokes.
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that. So, in Indiana.
Yeah, it's Indiana. Oh, my dad was pastoring a church, like, as he was, like, switching to be, like, a chaplain for the Navy. Yeah, he was.
Wasn't during the transition. No, he was called to be a pastor, so he left the military, and then he just found his way back into the military as a chaplain.
No, he planned to go back as a chaplain.
Are you sure?
Yeah, positive. He was lat-moving. He was, like, lat-moving, but the thing is, him getting out, there was no guarantee of him getting back in.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
And then, so, like, he then got his Master of Divinity, and then he went back in, and they took him back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he was always planning on going back, but, like, there was no guarantee of them letting him back. Like, after you're like, oh, I'm getting out, they was like, okay, thanks. They don't have to let you get back in. Especially he was at his 20, he was at his, like, 12.
No, he did 8, and then he did 12 as a chaplain.
Oh, it was 12 as a chaplain? Oh, okay. Yeah. No, but yeah, random fact about our dad, bro. Yeah. No, but yeah, dude, I told this in front of, like, everyone in that, like, cafeteria, and I feel like, though, they couldn't tell it today because I feel like it's weird. Let's see what you'd think. This, like, joke has aged well or not. So there's this one Chinese man, right? And he comes over to America, and he can't speak any English. So he decides, oh, I'm going to walk around and see if I can't, you know, pick up some words so I can talk to everyone. So first, he goes to a music store, and he learns how to say, me, 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 me. And he's like, oh, nice, and walks out, and then he goes. And then he learns how to say, he goes into a candy store, and he learns how to say, hey, he stole my lollipop. And he leaves and goes out. He eventually goes to a restaurant and learns how to say, forks and knives, and walks out, and he's chilling, walking. He goes into, like, a Walmart, and he, like, sees a commercial, and it's a plug it in, it's like an electronic commercial, and he keeps walking, and he sees another ad, and it's like this person's like, hey, running, and he's like, gotta go right now, bye, and the guy's, like, running away in the commercial. And so he's like, ah, oh, yeah, he's, like, learning all this English, man. And he goes outside, and this cop runs up to him. He goes, sir, do you know who killed this man? And he goes, me, 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 me. He goes, why would you kill him? He stole my lollipop. What did you kill him with? Forks and knives. And he goes, sir, you know what? I'm going to either put you in jail or I'm going to give you the electric chair. And he goes, plug it in. And then the cop pulls out his handcuffs, but the Chinese man recognizes his handcuffs. He goes, gotta go right now. Bye. And runs away. Yeah. You get a chuckle out of it.
This is at cafeteria.
I told that.
You said that. Who taught you that? Like, that sounded like a children's book. It sounded like
it was a long joke. Yeah, it was a long joke. But like, I remember I told my table, and they were doing it, and one of the kids was like, "Oh, tell him." And he's like, "What?" So I told the dude that was doing it first. It was like the principal or something. I can't really like. I told him before I did. He's like, "Oh, he liked it," and then let me tell him.
He double checked. He made it.
Yeah, he checked it all.
He didn't trust you. He said, "I gotta check Zach." He's like, "Zach, I want a sec." Like, they're mango. I got it.
Dried mango.
Yeah, it looks fire.
Fire.
I'll get one in a sec.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a pouch.
Any laughs?
Yeah.
Huh?
Hidden.
Yeah.
Did you get any laughs?
Heck yeah, dude. We're like a bunch of like 8-year-olds.
Did he double check everyone or just you? Hey,
you gotta check this one.
Yeah, you never know. Zach might come out. He speaks before he thinks.
Dude, facts though. I definitely do have a problem with like not thinking before I speak.
All of us probably do. And sometimes I'll get like paralysis by analysis. Like I'm just like, did that just happen? I don't know. People, I just be watching people. I just day watching.
Yo, people watching be crazy, dude. Some of the stuff you see that people are up to, you're just like,
what? Yeah, like that person has a whole story, whole thing, or whatever they're doing. You never know.
With Caleb joining, I'm gonna like readjust the cameras.
Oh yeah, bye, Ryan. Were you in it? That'd be funny. If
you were. No, I knew.
Perfect.
Nice.
You can watch like, what's it called? Games and shit, you can start doing that and stuff like watch football games, bet on that shit.
Boom. Yeah. Not in California yet, though.
Not yet. Get a
sports bet, but you can bet on like Mike. I love that. You can go, we high. You can bet on like parlay.
It's on track. We podcast.
You can bet on players right now in California, like over under passing yards, like all that stuff, but you can't bet on teams. And like money lines and all that. Like sports betting is illegal. But there's like one app, I forget what it's called, but all my teammates are on it. And they just bet like they just put parlays together.
What was it? Like Jake Paul one, like the BTR or whatever.
Yeah.
Better.
Sounds right.
Yeah. Now then there's a
DraftKings.
I think there's a MyBookie. You do MyBookie or just bust a VPN. Let's say I'm in Mexico.
I don't know. I'm not a gambler.
I know. Neither am I. I'm too scared to lose money. But if I had it, if you do have it, don't.
If I'm in like a casino, I'm playing like blackjack. That's what I'm going for. Like, because I'll just sit there, I'll play a little bit, but I'll only pull out like a certain amount of money. Because the last thing I do would want to like get sucked in where I'm just constantly pulling money out. Lose it. I'm like, nah, I'll get it next time. Go again.
Yeah.
You win and you're like, oh yeah, but then you lose it all.
That's a dark road. You can't go. Yeah.
That's
a gambler's mentality. You can't. You have to be ready to lose what you're going in. Like how I do it, I like 500 on black. Like just walk in, walk out. Win your money. Like you walk out. Don't go in there. Don't drink. Don't do. Try to win the.
Oh, I'm gonna drink.
I've walked.
That's why I do limit.
I know.
Like,
true.
Go in. I'll be like, you know what. Yeah. I don't even really like gambling all that much, but like pull out like $200.
Yeah, or just win the money before you drink.
You can do a lot. You probably win a little bit too.
That is true, but if you're just there to have fun, yeah, you're right. Just drink, but I'll walk out of there with $20 and feel like I won.
Yeah, as long as you come in. I mean, I've only gambled a couple times. I won like $280 the first time, then I lost like $100 the second time, then I lost like $150 the third time.
Yeah,
I haven't been back.
I would do it.
But you just got, like, my whole thing is I only bet as much as I'm, like, willing to lose. You know? Like, if I go in, like, I'm like, all right, what's the most money I could lose and be like, eh, it's not the end of the world. And then, like, 300, like, if that was, like, at that night, I'd be like, all right. So, like, if I ever, like, but I'm not going to try to, like, get there. Like, if I was just losing, I think I lost. I think I went in with 150. I got it up to 300, and then I got it all the way back. I lost it down to 100, and I was like, I'm going to just get this 50 back. And then I lost the 100 doing that. So that's why you don't try to win it back, man.
No way to hold 'em. No way to fold 'em. No way to walk away.
Oh, yeah.
No way to run. You got to count your money. When you're sitting at the table, because there will be time enough to count it.
Hey,
when the deal is done,
something like that, they know the rest.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was like, yo, keep going, dude, if you know it.
I knew most of it. I listened to that song a lot.
Really?
Oh, that was
one of my favorite songs. I only ever listened to it when we are like playing poker. Someone always like slap it on eventually.
I had it on my playlist, like my classics playlist.
Yeah.
Factual.
I don't know why, but I kind of want to talk about zombies.
Like if they happen in real life?
Yeah, but like first we'd have to pick what kind of zombies though. Like if it's like the World War Z zombies, because if it's those ones.
Man. You just inject yourself with the disease.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're going past you.
That's true, but like imagine
if it was like those, but
we would know that zombies? Right away. Exactly, but you gotta think about that.
Scary.
You gotta think about it. Say those zombies actually started running around. We don't know it's those zombies. We're not gonna think, oh, let me inject this right now. Like, if it happens right now, we're not gonna be like, oh, quick,
we got a movie about this, guys. Come on,
let's go. Because we don't really know. We just know, oh, these zombies are fast.
But what if that was? What if you're like, hey, they run like the ones in World War Z? You think that'd work?
I don't know. You just some of the vid, bro.
You're fucked if it's like World War Z. It's a wrap. Well, too fast, bro. The
coronavirus, right? Or
if you had the cure, different story. But if those things are just out biting anyone, cure or not, like let's say, okay, here's a good question. Let's say you had the cure, but they'll still bite you. They're still rabid. It's not like they think you're one of them. So now you got to eradicate them, and now they're just still fucking people up. Those things were on a different level.
Huh?
And like. You know,
I mean, though, you also got to think, like, if it spread, we wouldn't have the cure, so it'd be spreading way faster than we'd be able to stop it at first. So, like, it'd get out of hand easily. And then once it's out of hand, it's, yeah. So, I'm not leaving my house if it's World War Z zombies. Those things are going crazy.
They break through. There's no way we'd be surviving.
I'd board it up, bro. I mean,
you're not stopping those,
smell you.
You'd have to, like, go somewhere.
Dude,
like,
they aren't, like,
you'd have to go somewhere not.
They aren't hunting you. They're just running wild.
No, I think they were hunting.
They were?
But they were attracted to sound.
Oh, dude, just wear some slippers.
What if you're snoring?
Oh, man. That's what I'm saying. You'd have to go somewhere where it's not populated at all.
All right, well, you'd have to go deep in the...
Yeah, 29 palms, baby. Never going back there. What if that was the only, like, non-talk place?
Well, then I would have to. Like, that would be...
I was just checking if you were, like, at least logical.
Screw it. I'm staying here, guys. Yeah. I'm dying. Goodbye.
King of the Never again.
I made a promise to myself.
Yeah. I still wanna be able to, like, I don't know, get you to, like, put you under some sleeping gas and then drive you out to 2-9.
Oh, and just
and put you in your barracks in, like, a uniform and have stuff. Have someone wake you up, bro.
Like, someone to, you have to get the basic.
Nah, I'll just actually, honestly,
Dad. You can just bring dad. You can get on the military base. And then you could totally, because I know the Marines out there. If you just walked around the courtyard and you just saw a kid coming out of the room and be like, hey, bro, like, I don't do this. This is, like, a total prank. You just filled him in.
He'd get everyone else shit.
Like, oh, bro, I know the biggest guy to wake him up to.
Oh, my goodness. I want to do that so bad.
I would hate
it's
you
It's going
bro.
To. It's going to happen. Like, it's in the back of my mind.
I'd be edgy pretty
It's
bad.
In the back of my mind.
I'd be free. I'd be
You'd wake...
I'd be like, there's no way. But, like, since we've talked about it, I would...
You wouldn't
I'd
know.
I'd wake up, I'd be mad, like, and I'd be like, I'd laugh.
Bro, it's going to happen for, like, years from now.
Yeah, but...
No, but think but,
like,
about
I
this.
I did wake up in there, and, like, I pinched myself, and I'm like, oh, no, like, this isn't going away?
Yeah.
I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no.
And then you come out, and we're just nowhere to be found. And you just... No, but, like, we just, like, leave the barracks, so, like... He was like, bro, like, am I really here? Like, we'll tell everyone your name, so they'll act like you're there. You're like, no.
No. But the thing is, I wouldn't recognize any of them.
It don't matter. You hit your head on the basketball court the other day, bro. You fell. You're good now. You just woke up.
Put him in the nursing hall.
You just got back from boot camp, man.
That would make sense. No, I wouldn't recognize the people I went through that with.
No, you hit your head, bro. Yeah.
So you're saying that, like, it jumbled my memory? Or, like, my, I don't know.
You're trying to sleep. No, you'd be delirious. So what I would do, I'd, like, stab you full of ketamine. Like, right in the middle of the sleep. Like, you'd be in REM sleep. You'd just stay there. You wouldn't even know it. Next you know, you're in the back of the car. Eco-efficient. We're going out to the desert. I don't know, fam.
You thought
about it. I thought about this. I slept on it. It was almost a dream. But no. You wake up, you're still delirious. It's completely believable. Stab you with a little more. Next you know, you're getting yelled at by drill sergeants. And then just the faces you see are just like, you'll think you're like someone you've seen before. It'll be too fast. Like, you won't be able to react. Or you'll just completely flip out and collapse and, you know, totally give up. Just be in shock. It's honest. I wonder if that's ever happened, though.
So let's go back and decide the type of zombie if we're going to do this.
Oh, okay.
Because we just went with the World War Z. That was the first one you said, and then we just went on.
Are we picking, like, what we think would actually happen? I think World War Z zombies are, like, pretty much the closest that I think a zombie actually that would take over. Like, some rabid, like, just kind of almost like an Arabian sense. That's what they were like.
What was the newest one? Like, the fungus?
Oh, The Last of
Us? That was an interesting take.
That was cool. Yeah, it was, like, in the food. And that's how, like, it all started.
I could see that for sure, honestly. I don't know about, like, how they looked. But...
Like, a different type, like, bosses that are, like, big or the ones that, like...
I think about the fungus, because they would just probably be the slow-moving, like...
If it was slow-moving zombies, like that'd be sick. Like, Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I'd be game. I would survive.
I'd grab a wooden bat with some nails...
No, because you...
Shoulder pads.
I feel like you wouldn't want to do that because you will swing it. It will get stuck in their skull. And then you're like... Oh, yeah. You gotta rip it out.
Stuck in the skull. The skull's thick, bro.
Dude, you're swinging hard enough to break a zombie skull because you're trying to hit the brain.
Go with that sword.
Yeah, you think that through.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it gets too stuck though.
It's just like if like sometimes when the guy's like stabbed, sometimes like a sword will get stuck in.
No, it for sure will get stuck. A skull, like you smack someone in a skull, like
it's, you gotta then rip it out.
That shit, it's gonna be
like it's gonna be a lot more realistic than what the movies and shows are.
But doing. With the adrenaline, like that shit's coming out. Like we're hacking. Like,
that's so true.
This
like that's why
we're winning.
Katana.
Oh, that's what I was. This
real sharp katana.
Oh, just slicing
like butter. But they are dying. They're decomposing, but their skull's gonna still.
It's still
hard.
Bones.
And skeleton is gonna be hard.
I might. I'd be game. Yeah. I'd be out there hunting. We'd eradicate them.
Shotguns
quick.
And
they'd go
shotties
quick.
For sure.
Bro, I would just straight up try to dip to an island. We're in San Diego, dude. I'm straight dipping. If zombie apocalypse happens, I'm going to the harbor. I'm stealing a boat. I don't care,
going.
Dude.
They're going.
I'm still in a boat. There's plenty of boats. Like, we still in, like, a sailboat, and we moving. We just still in a sailboat, we moving. And, like, after that, we get into an island, bro. And then once we're at the island, we'll, like, you know, that's where we kind of locate. On the way to the harbor, though, we got to stop and rob a gun store. We got to get guns. Or if it's, like, if no one's, like, freaking out quite yet, or it's just, like, slowly starting.
You gotta get some, like...
We just buy some guns.
You gotta get...
Who cares? Money's not gonna be worth anything anyway soon. You just give him all the money.
You have to get clothes that teeth can't pierce.
Yeah. Some, like, almost like dog stuff.
Like,
dog.
Well, not just run around in those big dog suits. Bro, you're indestructible. I'd be going through hordes of those, dude. Just running, swinging my katana.
Imagine they're in a night suit, just fucking going ham. Somebody's stomach.
That'd be sick. No, but I'm thinking, so you get to the island, though, bro. And then once you like make sure nothing's on that island, you'd have to clear off the island. And once you're good, I'm saying probably though, sail like off the coast of Florida. There's a bunch of islands there, off the coast of Florida, and then you settle there. You gotta grab seeds and stuff, maybe if you had time like that. But if you didn't, you just kind of find what's on the island right now, survive. You can fish. You have to suck it up. Like, I hate
fish. Set up like a Home Depot on the way. Grab a bunch of seeds.
But you got guns first, because if everyone's looting, you might have this kill.
I bet you could find a gun store in a Home Depot pretty close.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Man, hey, you need some supplies from Home Depot. They'll get you right.
No, but yeah, but you'd have to just move fast, bro. Get to a boat, so maybe give everyone one item to go get.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, like, all just, I guess stay together. That's how people get separated. But stay together.
Yeah.
First, okay, whatever. Everything worked out great. We got to the island. And then once you're settled, bro, you get settled, and then you sail to, like, Florida, and that's when you're going to try to get a helicopter. You got to find a helicopter. You got to maybe figure out who could fly it. I feel like a helicopter you might be able to get a video on or a manual and read through it and try to teach yourself at least just like to get somewhere. I don't know. But that'd be hard. If you can find something that can fly a helicopter, that's fine. If you can't, then you're going to be doing boat trips. And what you do is just do supply runs, dude. And literally you just sail into Florida, go like you have to map out each time, recon a little deeper, and then come back. Like, always be methodical, because you don't want to, like, go. You'd recon areas, find, like, supply stores, different stuff, and then do loot missions. And then eventually you just supply the island, get, like, wood, sail it back, or if you can get the helicopter, just fly them back, and you can run quick ones.
Right.
And then eventually you just build an island with supplies, get seeds, farm, and stuff, and you're chilling. Zombies can't swim.
All right, you know what I'm doing? You know what I'm doing?
All right, let's see.
I feel like the number one thing is, you get whoever your group is going to be, find them, and you go to the gun store. That's the number one. And then I'm going to the nearest Costco, and I'm staking out there, bro. I mean, you good there for, like, years.
You're going to build yourself.
Bro, you only got, like, two garage doors or the entrances, so you close that at night.
Side doors.
They're all garages, bro. The trucks. You got trucks in there, so you can make your deliveries and stuff. And you just make that your home fort. You got food. You got Costco got everything.
Eventually, Costco food.
Then you start, and you start branching out like you were saying, but you just, you bring it back.
You then have to
do everything. Yeah, hit up the Home Depot.
I guess,
grab some agriculture.
I guess, what if you did just get soil and dump it all over, like, the ground? You made, like...
You got the shelves. You just clear out those racks, put soil there. You could have a... whole farm.
Okay, ready? Hear me out here off your Costco idea, if you don't mind me interjecting. Sorry. I'm trying to work.
I'm fine.
Interrupting. No. But what if you had the Costco, right? You know those garage doors?
Yeah.
What if you then filled the entire Costco with soil? like up past the garage door. So first off, nothing's getting in at all because it's going to be basically underground.
Bro, but there's so much stuff on the ground level.
No, yeah, but you'd all take it up. It'd be a lot of work, dude, because
You skipped that part.
Yeah, you'd have to take it.
You're just going to cover everything that's in there.
Because you could build wood walls and then fill it and then just extend, like build another wall, fill it, and then you take the old one all. So you would be able to figure it out.
Okay.
So let's say you did that. So now no one can get through any door. And now,
so how do you get in and out?
Because you still have a ton of room. Those things are huge.
How do y'all get in and out?
Huh?
How do you get in and out?
You can just cut a hole in the wall and then build
a ladder. You're going to build an extra door. And they already got
up high that they can't even get up there. Zombies can't get through there.
Zombies can't get through a door.
What if they broke through? Eventually, they just like broke through a hinge, rusted.
We got guns. They're not getting within a 100-yard radius.
They always
got some snipers on the roof.
This is a foolproof plan now.
Some claymores set up, dude,
but then
we're good.
Plant grass.
I agree with that.
Grass. No, now so your whole floor.
I don't think you need to take the first floor though.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe like half of it.
No, it's to
cover zombies probably can't
up
climb.
To the garage door. Like, cover up the
garage door. Dude, the garage doors are like 8 feet. You only need like
to the
garage 5.
Door, whatever. I don't know. I think cover the doors because now you're foolproof protected. 100% from all the ground zombies. You're 100%.
From the ground zombies. Are there air zombies?
I don't know. It could. But all the zombies. And then you plant grass and then trees because those things are big. You probably have enough to plant some trees. And you could have a whole ecosystem. Like, ecosystem. In there, bro, with oxygen, and then you plant your farm because that soil is deep.
Yeah.
And you plant farms, bro. It'd be basically
mini. You start in a Costco.
Inside.
All the resources in the Costco gonna last you long enough to figure out what else to do. There's so much stuff in a Costco, so much frozen too, dude. You're set for years if you don't even need
to
venture out
of a zombie apocalypse.
You just gotta get there before others. Or you can get treaties.
I wonder how many other
people play nice, play nicer.
See, he's like, I think so you might have to fight over this.
Nah, you play nice and we can team up or get popped, you know?
There's no playing nice when it's the end of the world.
I'd be willing to spark treaties. Most spark treaties. What if there are factions? Like a bunch of people got in the Costco, you divided the Costco up, and it was like a little war through the Costco.
It'd be back to caveman era.
The processing food aisle.
It would just, yeah, imagine. No.
And the shelves, bro.
Bet you the army would probably take it first or something. Like, it would not.
What, is the army in Costco now?
Yeah, like, people would shut up.
Thought to.
Yeah.
Let's go grab. Guys, we got to get Costco.
Yeah, get all the supplies. Screw the people. We'll put that all out for them later. Because who's going to show up and stop that? Or
like, that's true. What if they're like, we got to get a lockdown on all the resources?
That's what they would do.
Go up quick.
It would
secure all Costco's, Walmart.
Martial law. Or whatever they call it.
It was just like they had to just guard the doors, make sure no one could loot them. I doubt it, but if it's going off, the world's looting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe probably even military guys would just could be going home to get their family.
That's exactly what they would do.
Zombies running around.
Yeah, the way we're too educated.
There might be something that would stick together.
Yeah, you're right.
Dude, we're better together.
Yeah.
I just hope the best for my family. I don't know, man.
No, there will be people who follow. That's just how it is. But there's definitely, probably the badasses would be going home. Like, you know, like.
I'm going to watch out for my family.
Yeah.
Freaking zombies running around the world. I don't think countries matter anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Guarding this, like, make sure the government holds all the food. Screw that. I'm out.
They've seen enough, and they probably feel a certain type of way, like, already.
Or, like, grabbing your family and then going back. Be like, hey, here we go. I got my family. I'll just stay on this base.
If it was a winning team, then maybe. Like, that's the whole. Yeah, that's the whole.
You know what's a crazy thing to think about?
Huh.
Is if there's any country that just got infected by zombies. Do you think, like, the modern world now would just nuke that country before it even gets out?
Because I don't know if they would allow nukes. Because
that's what I'm saying.
Like, what about some of the people that are alive?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. But
I don't know. They would probably lock it down. How would you lock
it
down?
It depends the severity.
Yeah.
It depends the severity, though. I feel like. If it's.
Wide spreading quick.
Yeah. Like.
I don't know, man. I don't know if we would.
I'm telling you.
Not, man.
We would all rationalize probably the whole entire fucking world would be like, they just got to go. Like, I'm telling you, and in terms of survival of the fittest, I don't know. I feel like we do have like a common goal, and that's to survive. You know what I mean?
Are you saying the same thing if it's the U.S. that got infected?
And they're what if it's us?
They're targeting us.
We're alive. We're still. We're still alive. Are we like, yeah, just nuke us, bro?
And that's the tough one, because you already know how America will go out. If that's the case, we'd probably just be shooting back.
We're just
just how it would go, and it's terrible.
Going out with some fireworks.
Going out with a bang.
4th of July. That's how we do it.
U.S. nukes world.
That'd be terrible.
Fuck it.
Tonight.
We really probably would do that too if they're like, oh, you turn. All right, we ain't gonna be here.
Yeah. And we can't be here. You can't be here either. Yeah. It's like, that's terrible. It's like, what are like those like murderers, suicides? Or
no way, that doesn't make sense. I'm hot.
Murder, suicide.
Or like, we're like, it's like, you know, like an ex breaks up and like, oh, why can't I have you? No, I can't. Those tragic, sad things. That's like that. That's like the freaking U.S. I'm high. Sorry for that. That was
I thought you were saying with all the what's it called? The inmates and stuff. Like, what if like, I don't even know where I was going with that either. But I was saying like, we send them out like test dummies. I don't know. Like, have you seen
bro.
That?
Remember? We were talking about that same shirt last episode. That's so funny you got it on.
Oh my God, yeah. I love it. It was
just
funny.
I just like realized that, bro. Yeah. We talked about it and then we were calling like their good politics. And it was the politicians.
Dude, I mean like.
It's just a funny shirt.
I don't know nothing about them, but yeah, it's just a. I was scrolling on Instagram and then I came across a video and it wasn't this one, but it was like, it said Donald Pump. And then it was like, it pasted him, and then it was like a T-Rex and like a bunch of, it was like a crazy t-shirt. But I saw the Donald Pump and I was like, that's hilarious. So then I Googled it and I found this one. I was like, oh, this one's actually like clean, like presentable.
He's like Arnold Schwarzenegger's body.
Even if you hate him or love him, like, it's just a funny play on words. And he's ripped. Like, it's just funny.
Yeah, we're talking.
I haven't had anyone
talk about like, we don't get like how people like just can't like understand other people's like beliefs, or like, hey, if you don't agree with something, cool, that's fine. You should just respect everyone.
Just move on.
Yeah, like, it shouldn't bug anyone that like someone like, even if they hate Donald Trump, they should be able to like, that was kind of funny. Or even if they don't, they'd be like, I don't like that shirt. But cool, you can have that opinion. You don't have to be like, gross, ew, you're a terrible person.
Yeah, like, because it's not like I'm in their face with this shirt. Like, read it. Read it.
Read it. Check it out.
No,
don't poop.
Yeah. It's a good shirt.
Yeah, so you can find it. It's in it. Anything. I bet if it was like a Biden with like an ice cream. Like,
they probably.
You know, the ones that kill me is the Hunter Biden. Like, I could watch those all day.
I don't think I know the Hunter Biden ones.
He's just like, Hunter's like, it's already been known and like all this and that. Like, he's had his drug use in the past. So, like, it's funny. Like, you see him, he's Adderall'd out or something, just wide eyed. Like, I think like 6 months ago, I know so, in the bathroom, they found a gram of coke. Everybody's
searched. It was in the White House.
And it just happens when Hunter Biden was there that fucking time. So, like, it was a funny,
he's
like,
wild and out. He's just doing coke in the White House bathroom.
He went on an interview and said, I was on my hands and knees sniffing Parmesan cheese. But that's why I say it's funny, vote for Hunter, because I would take Hunter before, you know. Parmesan. I like Parmesan too, but I would vote for Hunter, is what I'm saying.
Would that kid run for president? I don't think, isn't he in prison?
No, not yet.
No,
you going.
Dude, we got our election coming up.
That's crazy, though. Comedy. Our way.
Who even running right now? I know we got Trump coming back. We got, if Trump got ripped, I'd vote for him.
Dude, that'd be.
He could do it, but he'd be like, I'm Donald Pump now.
I'm big.
Make America big again. I'm big, small.
Little guy.
He's a very small guy. I can't do it. Now, what was that?
Can't trust him. I shook his hand. I said, wow, what a small hand.
Wow. What a small hand. I don't know what this is. It almost sounds like a...
I don't know what you're trying to do.
Owen like, Wilson. Wow.
It's water's clutch.
Water's clutch.
You know what is the craziest concept to me? Because I guess it's kind of along with politics. It's just how, like, you look at any line of work, And once you get to a certain age, like health and everything, it's all known that once you get older, you start to slightly decline in like the cognitive, the physical, everything. Yeah, those are all the people running our country, dude.
Right there with
you. Like, what you think, bro? It's true. Like, I feel like the ages like 40 to 60 should be running the country, not like 60 plus. They had their time. No offense. I love you, Grandma. Yeah, Grandma. you guys did a great thing. But I think it gets to a point where it's like I don't know.
I think it was on a Joe Rogan.
Like the congressmen, aren't they all so up there?
Well, yeah. I think it was on Joe Rogan podcast where it was like there should be a time where they like take a step back instead of like let the younger generations take over and then take like an advisory position.
Right.
But it's like, hey, this is what I did in my day.
Because the world's changed.
Yeah.
It
is.
And that's the thing. Yeah, they're not really changing with it much.
No, not at all. And that's how it's always been. But I say, like, I could see that way.
I feel like there was a point in America where we were getting it right.
Yeah, like, but that's
different.
In the different.
Early days of that's... presidents, George Washington. George Washington.
Hey, it's history. It's his
slave teeth.
It's history.
You can't bag on the dude for the time he lived in. They didn't think it was wrong.
It's just part of history.
Like, imagine being in that time and you go up and he's like, hey, bro, that's wrong what you're doing. You'd be like, what are you talking about?
Putting slaves' teeth in your mouth?
It's gross wrong. Yes. Yeah. It is gross and wrong.
No matter what time period.
What are you talking about? What they thought, though.
Listen, I understand slaves. Zach, if he showed you, he goes, hey, these are my slaves. In the time period, you'd be like, cool, dude, you got a lot. And then he's like, yeah, I take the teeth and make dentures out of them. You'd be like, what?
What if that? What,
you wouldn't look at me like, oh, it makes sense.
He probably didn't do that himself. He probably went to a dentist, and that's probably what dentists did. And they probably is like, yeah, I have these slaves.
Maybe.
I have these slaves. You can take them from that.
Or he collected the teeth. Like, he had to bring them.
Yeah.
Or they died. And then he's like, all right, they're already dead.
Yes, you know what I mean?
I don't know. Like, I'd have to look more into that. But, like,
I could never take a dead dude's teeth.
Probably was a dental practice.
If he has some nice pearls and, like,
yeah, but, like, you gotta think.
Would you take a dead dude's teeth?
Well, maybe in that time I would have.
You know, I'm saying.
No,
if he had just, they were. That's beautiful, bro.
The most beautiful teeth ever.
No, I never had to brush them again. But
I don't know. I don't know, man. No, I wouldn't do it.
I think I probably would.
I get fake teeth. Maybe.
That's fake. It's real.
That's, I mean, they still
do. Really fake.
I don't know, man.
It's the realest thing. This is the closest thing you can get to your real teeth.
I think, yeah, that's a normal practice for sure back in that time.
That's
like putting one of those white wigs.
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying. Their mindset back then was so different. So we could be like, that's terrible. Yes, it is. That's why we don't do it today. But back then, they weren't on that same wavelength.
But like, what were their morals then back then?
They believed they were superior. Like,
yeah, but like, what? I don't know. I guess
morals are different. Like,
I know. But
old back then, like the gentleman's duel with the one-shot pistol.
Okay.
Like there is like a different class of people, man. We've just changed and evolved, and over time, we're not like this.
But yeah, I don't think
there's a lot.
Whites thought they were superior, bro. Well,
yeah,
I think they just saw an opportunity to seize power.
Could be.
Try to keep power.
Wouldn't that basically say we're superior? We're just gonna take you. We're controlling you, dude. We're like above,
bro. But okay, you want to know something? You know what? You want to know something? I don't want to say we. That sounds bad.
You're all white. Here.
No, I'm not saying that.
We are white male.
No, I was talking about this with some of my teammates the other day. Because of slavery, dude, one of the effects is black dudes are so athletic now, bro, because of their ancestors. Bro, we bred, just straight athletes. And now all the white dudes, we got all the bad genetics now, dude. I got the short end of this. Yes, because we had them do everything. The slaves did everything, so they were all getting built. They were getting athletic. So now we're paying for it, dude.
I've never heard that.
I was talking about it. It's true.
No, it is. He's right. Like, because there is a thing in terms, like, because they had Mandingo fight and all that, and, like, they would take the best of the best. Like, it was, they were ruthless back in the day. They tried to, like, it was like pit bulls.
Django.
No, like, that's true. Not Django, but that is true.
The D silent Django.
Yeah, Django's true, but he is right. Like in terms of, like they have taken like the best, the biggest woman, the biggest man, and like they breed them. They do shit like that to create fighters. Like it's just been known. But it's just genetics. But
there you go.
I know what you're saying, though. Football and all that.
Well, I'm cool with that. It's funny to talk about now with my team. I'll let them. But like I was like,
that's not terrible. I'll let them. Go ahead,
one of the only athletic sports. I love watching, bro. They go off, man. Look at like LeBron James and like all those football stars, dude. Like back in the day, like it was like Randy Moss.
Dude, Randy Moss was something.
I remember that. CEO, like
Megatron.
Exactly. Cool, man. Oh, I'm not that. Man. Like I played sports like in high school. That was the last I played.
No, no.
It was high school level. I played all the way up till then, and then I was slaying.
You did it.
Yeah, and then you... I mean, sports are fun. They're fun to play, but that wouldn't be like my career choice. So, like,
oh, dude, if I could,
yeah, go for it. Guys.
If I was able to,
that's sick. I mean, that's boxing, easy about him.
Boxing, they already play like, cricket
or something.
Straight up,
hey, I've been playing cricket on my phone. I would play cricket 100%. That looks like a fun game.
They're best player.
And I think I could be disgusting.
I missed something. I was on a whole other side. I was like, what about Pacquiao? Like, because he's not black.
Still on boxing.
I was going through, like, yeah, like...
Of course you're going to have generational talent, bro. You're going to have... It's about the athlete at the end of the day. It's about the training. You take a black kid, and then you don't give him any training, and then you take a white kid, and you train him his entire life. He'll still probably, like...
Africa, though. Like, you say Bolt's from Africa, isn't he?
Yeah, dude. They just have... They're just the running build.
Jamaica, Africa?
No. No, he's Jamaican, yeah.
Where's Jamaica from?
It's its own name. Yeah, it's its own island. I couldn't tell you where the island...
I don't remember.
I couldn't tell you...
Where's Jamaica?
I was explaining the island.
Okay. He was explaining an island.
There is no other intention of
Jamaica. I've been taught too many things in football.
I was in the Caribbean Sea.
Oh, yeah.
You see the CA? Oh, yeah, dude. It's like right behind Cuba. Right behind Cuba.
Oh, okay.
Right there. We're actually pretty close.
Yeah, I did it, bro.
Let's go to Jamaica, bro.
6 hours.
Like, probably from Florida, it'd probably be like, a short
flight. Yeah. I was thinking of Kenya, dude, because they have those marathon runners in Kenya. They can run. They're just their build's built for running.
Generation.
Long legs, skinny legs. Their strides are insane.
Is like what they've been doing, and all probably plays a
role. Well, yeah, yeah.
Like the people who dived. I don't know if they got that. Like the people who like would dive off the islands, they can hold their breath way longer. They can go deeper. Now they do like they just get air.
You think that gets passed down?
Yeah, definitely. The way they hold their breath, the calmness, like they're just used to the sea. That's just how it is.
That's cool. I mean, you got to think. Yeah, that's why I definitely want to travel more. Yeah. Like, go see other cultures. Because, yeah, everyone, like, it's like everyone's just different. That's the cool thing about humanity. Like, if everyone could just, like, appreciate that, like, everyone's just different in such a cool, unique way. Everyone's mind works different. That means you can never have, like, the same conversation with, like, two different people. Everything's always just going to be different. Like, that's sick. Why people hate on that stuff?
Well, but you know what's a weird thing is because there's so many people, there's gonna be people who think very similar to you. So you probably would have like the same conversations multiple times, but you'd have more different conversations overall because there's more different people. But because there's so many people, you probably would meet a couple of people that like are exactly like you.
Yeah, like look at Rivers. Me and Rivers are like super similar. But, like, yeah, you probably run into people that are similar to you, but, like, you'll never have the same, huh?
I thought you meant Philip Rivers, so I was like, it cracked me up, because you met someone you knew, but, like, you just threw it out Rivers. I was like.
Someone I knew, yeah.
I don't know.
No, yeah.
Yeah, like the Mississippi one, yeah. I love Rivers.
I love Rivers.
Mississippi.
Yeah.
The Nile.
Good. Yeah, dude, this is a fun one. Probably be ending here soon. Keep it like short, sweet, you know. Okay. Just keep good flow content, you know. Yeah, no.
What are you trying to do right there?
I don't know, man.
Test out his audio.
Yeah.
See if it picks up from here too. Like, so maybe next time You think?
Nah, you're being quiet, bro.
Swear? Like, yeah, if we start
I
yelling.
You right there.
Really? Really? Oh, yeah.
There you go. See?
You got it. Damn, even if we're yelling, yeah, you're right.
There you go.
What if there's a sensitivity? Like you,
Yeah, I could like turn up like the gain and stuff like that or whatever.
It'd be echoing.
What if we grabbed like two cans and put one right there and then like a string to both of us and then we just like talked into the, you know? Like, oh, so
that would work.
It could pick up both of us.
And I can.
It could pick up both of us and we wouldn't have to move the mic, dude. we're just
talking. The mic, bro. It's all coming, bro. Like that and the headphones.
This is pretty.
Yeah, we were just waiting. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you know, like Cyber Monday's coming up. I was like, you know, I'll just buy everything then.
Oh, yeah, Black Friday.
Yeah, all that stuff's coming up. That's a perfect time to buy new equipment.
That's true.
I'm not just like, why spend $1,000 on stuff when you can be like, oh, I'll spend $500 and then I can use the other $500 to buy more. Smart financial moves, guys. That's what also you'll learn on the Floating Island podcast. You know, how to spend wisely.
Yes, sir. Get your notepads out every time.
Yeah.
We got coupons for sale. I'm just kidding.
What is it? Go to this and put in the coupon code, Floating Island P for podcasts.
Get you your discounts.
Who knows what the P means?
I don't know.
Where is it? I don't remember. P, yeah, a lot of things start with P.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you say just like...
Pepperoni.
You can Floating Island P. So you would spell out Floating Island, but then you're like, ah, podcast is too much. I'm just going to say P.
But that would be a really long code.
Not F-I pod? See, that's way better.
See, there we
floating
go.
Island.
That's why
P.
That's why
floating island.
We work like, it out.
That would do.
That's the teamwork, man.
Jeez. Can never.
I think that's
be on a team with him. Huh? So I can never be on a team with you. This is what every team meeting would be like.
Hey, man.
One problem. Your solution, I simplify your solution, and then you're like, it works.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, all right.
that's how it's always going to be. That's you. Default.
Eureka, make it a little difficult.
He's on your team by default.
Hey, right now, yeah, bro, my brain capacity is at like half.
Yeah.
Not even, like 25%.
Quarter over there. Here.
Give or take 7%.
You'll see when you run it back and watch it.
Exactly. This is a fun one. This is an interesting one.
Yeah.
I liked it. Bro, Jared, thanks for coming back.
Yeah, I appreciate you.
One, man.
Appreciate you having me. It was an honor.
Dude, this is
I'm happy. Nice.
Caleb, thanks for popping by, doing a little guest.
Popping in.
Zombie talk, man.
Yep.
Well, this.
Yeah.
I live here. So.
I ain't going nowhere.
Man.
A Wolf of Wall Street scene.
I ain't leaving.
I ain't fucking leaving.
All right, guys. As always, I hope you just keep on having a great day, week, month, year, whatever you're doing. I hope you're doing it right and you're living your best life. Just keep on being you, guys. We out.